Byron Donalds to face David Jolly in Florida's gubernatorial election. Three-term Representative Byron Donalds and Republican-turned Democrat David Jolly will face off in Florida's gubernatorial election in November after winning their August 18th primaries. Donalds, endorsed by President Donald Trump in February 2025, even before the former state lawmaker formally announced that he was running to succeed term-limited Governor Ron DeSantis, was declared the winner by the Associated Press not long after polls closed statewide at 7 p.m. Buoyed by the president's nod and $111 million in campaign contributions, Donalds was the clear frontrunner in an 11-candidate field of Republican rivals that included Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins, former Florida House Speaker Paul Renner, and hedge fund investor James Fishback. DeSantis has not formally backed any of the GOP gubernatorial candidates seeking to succeed him. He initially floated his wife, Casey DeSantis, as a potential candidate even after the president endorsed Donalds. He has praised Collins, calling him the Chuck Norris of Florida politics, with the ingredients needed to lead the nation's third most populous state, but otherwise has not issued a formal endorsement. Donalds, who endorsed Trump in his 2024 GOP presidential primary against Ron DeSantis, represented a conservative Southwest Florida House legislative district from 2016 to 2020 before winning his 19th congressional district seat in 2020. His wife, Erica, is a nationally prominent education reform advocate. In collecting $111 million in contributions for his campaign, Donalds set a record for the most money ever raised by a non-incumbent in a Florida election, eclipsed only by Ron DeSantis, who raised $213 million in his 2022 re-election campaign. Nearly $100 million was generated by the Friends of Byron Donalds PAC. Among large donations were $10 million from billionaire hedge fund manager Ken Griffin, $1 million from the Sports Betting Alliance, and donations from high-tech developers. Donalds campaigned on his association with the president, pledging to implement President Trump's agenda to make America great again, and his record as a state lawmaker in supporting, among other conservative causes, school choice. His campaign cash and support for data center development were among issues raised by his GOP primary rivals, most notably Fishback, and will likely be raised by Jolly in their general election race. But Donalds enters the 76-day campaign to the November 3rd election as the prohibitive favorite. According to the Florida Division of Elections, of the state's 13.5 million registered voters, the GOP holds an advantage of 1.6 million voters over Democrats in a former battleground state that has become a Republican stronghold in the past decade. To win, Jolly would need to capture virtually all of the state's 3.3 million non-affiliated voters, as well as a motivated base of 4 million registered Democrats to overcome the 5.6 million enrolled as Republicans. Jolly was the frontrunner in the six-candidate Democratic primary for months and easily outpolled State Representative Dottie Joseph, former educator Dana Marie Foster, and Thomas Fernandez. Orange County Mayor Jerry Deming, regarded as Jolly's most viable challenger, withdrew from the race in June. Jolly, who was a family attorney for Representative Bill Young and served on his staff in Washington, won a March 2014 special election to succeed Young, who passed away in October 2013. Jolly won re-election in the 2014 general election, serving 3 years representing the Tampa Bay area's 13th congressional district in the House as a Republican. He opted not to run for re-election in the House in 2016 and was among early GOP candidates for the U.S. Senate seat won by now Secretary of State Marco Rubio. Jolly left the Republican Party in 2018 and identified as an independent until registering as a Democrat in April 2025. He is seeking to be the first Democrat since 1999 to occupy the governor's mansion in Tallahassee. The Donalds-Jolly race will be among 36 gubernatorial elections on November ballots nationwide. There are 26 Republican governors and 24 Democratic governors heading into the 2026 election cycle. Those 36 governors' offices on November ballots are now occupied by 18 Democrats and 18 Republicans, including the term-limited Ron DeSantis.